Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, friends. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Miggs, this morning I'm already dealing with some OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Old people problems.
Of what happened?
I was brushing my hair and I think I pinched a nerve in my neck. So when I got to work this morning, I took an ibuprofen but hasn't done anything yet. And so I think when I get home, I might like rifle through our dog's, prescription since
he's
recovering from a knee surgery and see if maybe one of the dog medicines will help me because it is not feeling great.
Please tell me you've never done that before.
I have never taken the dog drugs. But today is a new day.
Have you ever tried the CBD stuff? Like, you remember our buddy Brett from Be Jolly Lotion? That stuff is a lifesaver.
Oh, that's what I need then.
Yes.
It is brutal. And I know Danny can, like, crack backs and things like that. I'm not sure if he can chiropractically fix this.
I wouldn't trust myself. I might just make you even more hurt.
Give me 30 seconds. I'll find a YouTube tutorial to get for Danny to do it.
Yes! Okay,
just sign a waiver and we're good to go.
I'm in. I can handle that.
So do you have any, like, is it usually just, like, ibuprofen?
I mean, yes, but there was one time I had a pinched nerve in my neck so bad I had to go get muscle relaxers prescribed. And then you can't, like, drive. You know, you're, like, kind of stuck, so.
What's worse?
Just shave your head. Like, Steve, he doesn't have to worry about pinching a nerve, brushing his hair.
Yeah, I've never had that problem. Plus, it's less weight on your head, so it's less pressure on your neck. It all works.
You guys, this is the solution.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that. We solved it. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's a day for all of us, whether you like veggies or if you like meat.
Ooh.
We have reasons for you to celebrate. For the veggies out there, today is National Veggie Burger Day.
Yum. Did I sound enthusiastic?
You know what, though? And all, you got to, props for do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you seem to like the Beyond Meat burgers.
Well, that's because we put applesauce on it.
That's fair. Yes, that's very, very, very true. So enjoy yourself a Beyond Meat burger if you want to have a veggie burger. Or if you like the meat, get yourself a sausage roll because it's National Sausage Roll Day.
Okay, Danny and I are both carnivores looking at each other, not sure what a sausage roll is.
I'll be honest. I looked at the picture when I was looking at the calendar of what today is. It basically looks like a pig's in a blanket, but a large one.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a large pig in a large blanket.
I'll eat it.
I'm in.
I mean, yeah, it's bread and meat. Yeah.
Ooh, this one says the secret is sautéed onion, garlic, celery, and bacon. Why is there celery in there?
And I'm looking at pictures. I see no vegetables inside of that bread. I don't know what the hell's going on.
But I am hungry.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go. Hey, last night, what did you watch any of the NHL?
Basically the end of the third period and the overtime.
So you saw everything that mattered.
All the important stuff.
Holy crap. Again, if you want to turn somebody on to hockey, make them watch playoff hockey. Yesterday did not disappoint. Whether if you're rooting for the Florida Panthers, you're probably bummed. But if you're just like a hockey fan like myself, and like, yeah, I want to see the Oilers win. I just want to see good hockey. And yesterday was a great example of that. The Oilers came from behind, ended up scoring in the third period, going into overtime. That overtime was freaking awesome, full of intensity. And then it ended with this moment with the Edmonton Oilers winning it in OT. It makes sense to have your two best players be the reason why you win. I mean, also, it's like you let the Edmonton Oilers have a power play in overtime.
Ooh.
Stupid idea.
Yeah. Question for you, though.
Yes.
So the entire, country of Canada, are they all pulling for the Oilers? Or, like, if you root for a rival team, are you like, nah?
I'll be honest. I bet there's a lot of people in Calgary not rooting for the Oilers. Like, that's their rival. It seems to be when it comes to, like, rivalries, the Oilers and the Flames.
Oh, sure.
But then you're torn because Canadian team has not won the Cup in forever.
Yeah.
So I bet there's part. I almost feel like maybe Canadian pride might take precedent over the fact that, like, your rival team is in the Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah, it's wild.
I do have to say, just looking at some of that footage, guys, I wish we were in Edmonton right now. It looks like a freaking party. Like, people outside are losing their minds. The characters in the stands, like, when they would show, like, the arena, and everyone's dressed in, like, weird outfits, but all in blue and orange. It was just like, that just seems like, I mean, honestly, what else are you doing in Edmonton?
Ugh, you're rooting for the Oilers. That's it.
And watching hockey.
Well, speaking of hockey, Seattle's new professional women's hockey league expansion team. We've officially signed our first player. She's a star forward and the former captain of Boston Fleet. Her name is Hillary Knight.
I'll be honest, if you say name one professional hockey player, that's the only one I can name. So I'm excited about this pickup.
She's kind of hot, too. I looked her up.
Are you sexualizing this?
She's on a one-year contract for the inaugural season next year. The other expansion team for next year is Vancouver, and then the PWHL will be expanding to 8 teams.
So when I saw, like, how they worked their expansion draft, because, you can't protect every player, but a lot of people are like, how are you not protecting your captain and somebody who was tied for, I think, the most points in the league or close to it, and also was up for MVP of the league? But apparently you can only protect, like, 3 players in this pro women's hockey league when it comes to the expansion. And they have, like, 3 younger players that are kind of like the future of the Boston team. So they're like, I guess we got to leave her unprotected. And thankfully the Seattle team got her as opposed to Vancouver.
She is at the old age of 35, really getting up there.
So maybe we'll get a year out of her. Dude, I don't know. I guess I'm just a hockey nerd, but I was pretty fired up about that.
100%.
Yeah. I'm not fired up about your Seattle Mariners. They lost again yesterday. They were up 2-1. I'm like, all right, this is good. Let's get these wins back, and let's get back in first place of the AL West. But that was not the case. They ended up losing 3-2 thanks to a 2-run triple in the 7th. They're back at it again, so hopefully they can avoid being swept by the stupid Baltimore Orioles.
Of course, Mr. Steve the Thrill Hill is very excited about the outcome of the game last night.
Oh, he was glowing yesterday in the office. I kicked him in the shin for that.
So annoying.
I didn't really want to piss him off. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 74 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. Also, speaking of playoff sports, game 1 of the NBA Finals is tonight. You've got the Indiana Pacers taking on the stupid Oklahoma City Thunder.
Let's go, Pacers.
I believe that's their official name, the stupid Oklahoma City Thunder. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are heading out to the ballpark on Wednesday, June 18th. It'll be Mariners versus the Red Sox that day. And it's a day game. So if you need to play hooky from work, we would love to see you there. We'll even call your boss.
Come hang out with us. We'll write him a note.
Yeah, we'll pretend to be doctors.
Yes.
We'll get you out. Plus, $2 of every ticket sold will benefit the National MS Society. Get all your tickets and info at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Seether is out on tour right now, and they recently had a show in Oklahoma. Sean Morgan got real upset when folks at the venue made the choice to remove his 7-year-old daughter from the stage area.
Okay, look, I mean, if who's going to be like, yeah, he shouldn't be upset about that. I'd be so pissed if she's 7.
Right, and she'd already been there for like the bulk of the show. This is some audio from what went down.
Hey, sorry, that took a little while. I had my kid on the side of the stage the whole entire show. And then suddenly this kicks her the off this day. She's 7 years old.
He doesn't sound upset at all.
Ooh, deep breath.
And now go in the front of the house and watch the show.
Well, in fairness, I think it sounds better in the front of the house than it does on the side of the stage.
It does!
Especially when bands are wearing their in-ear monitors. Like, a lot of times, like, we get lucky enough from doing, like, stage nuts, we get to watch something from the side of the stage, and there's more often than not, I'm like, I'm gonna go watch it by the soundboard because I can't hear anything.
They're not
here
directing any sound to the side of the stage.
Right, I mean, I think the security guy was just doing the 7-year-old a solid.
Well, then they went into the song Remedy, and Sean Morgan decided to alter the lyrics to kind of express just how frustrated he was with what had happened.
I do love how creative he gets with this. Hopefully you can understand what he's saying, because he just turned the song into like a bitch session towards that security guard. Gonna break every bone, make him die alone. You put my kid in the front, and then a certain thing that he wants him to do in a certain body part.
It sounds like he's almost over it.
Okay.
So, do you have anything that you can relate to in this regard, Steve? Have you ever lost it in public like that?
I know for a fact, like, I would absolutely, I could totally relate with what he's doing. Like, if somebody did something like, let's say we were doing something, and then I see somebody, like, grab my kid and move him away. Because, in a way, I bet he's keeping his eye on his kid while he's performing.
And sure. Maybe,
I'm sure she was there with someone else, but still, like, that would infuriate me. The one that pops in my mind, this is a little bit of a while ago, like, I try my best not to, like, get too worked up at anything. Like, life's too short, but, like, of course, sometimes you get a little... Sometimes anger just gets the better of you.
Sure.
And I remember we were planning our wedding and we were getting ready to, you know, have our big wedding day. And I went to go pick up my tuxedo at the certain tux shop, right? And I get there and the lady's like, oh, it's not ready yet. I'm like, what do you mean it's not ready yet? She's like, it'll be ready by tomorrow. And I'm like, because they were like, she's like, we're just back. We're behind on schedule, but we'll have it done by tomorrow. I'm like, my wedding is tomorrow. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we'll get it done first thing in the morning. You can swing by and pick it up. I'm like, no. And like, she didn't understand why that was crazy to me. So then I just, I'm like, listen, lady, blah, 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 blah. What are you doing? Like, tomorrow's my wedding. Are you trying to, like, I'm, So I'm getting so heated and so mad, and I realize while I'm doing this, like, this kid's like maybe like a high schooler, freshman in college, and I could just see her eyes started watering, and she started like, wow. Like, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta pump the brakes a little bit. Like, I was mad and I had every right to be upset, but I didn't have a right to like get that worked up. And I'm like, I'm making this poor kid cry because I'm so mad about my tuxedo.
Let's say hypothetically you had said, okay, that sounds great. And then you went home and told your wife, hey, I'm picking it up tomorrow.
They
should have been happy to be dealing with you and not the bride, because I would have marched back in there as the bride and burned the place to the ground.
I know. Like, it was like one of those things. Like, what do you mean it's not yet ready? Oh, like, what are you talking about? I felt bad, but also in the same sense, I'm like, you realize like tomorrow's the day. Like, you told me it was going to be ready today, and I'm here today. What about you?
Well, there was one. This was many years ago, probably nearly 20 years ago now, and I was out at a drinking establishment with my cousin, and he and I are bad influences on each other, and we were drinking Makers on the Mark, which by the end of the night, I was ordering it Makers on the Mark. So we're drinking Makers on the Rocks, and I started to get into it with some guy at the bar for not even really any stupid reason other than we're arguing about music.
Did he say that Rush sucks?
Something like that. And I start to like go after him, and my cousin goes to grab me, just to grab any part of my body so that I don't go try to get into a fight with this guy. The only thing he grabs is my thong that's hanging out of my pants. Because I'm just coming off the rails by that point in the night. And he's holding me by my whale tail as I'm trying to throw haymakers at this guy.
I'm so sad that cell phones probably weren't as, like, cell phone cameras weren't as prevalent back in those days. I feel like that would have went viral.
It was so bad. And then, he's like, I'm getting her out of here right now. Don't worry about it. We're getting her out. We're putting her in a cab. She's going home. But, like, looking back, I'm like, I'm so horrified. That entire bar was probably watching that. Like,
did you ever go back to that bar?
No. I never set foot in that bar. I was so humiliated the next day.
Same
getting
here.
The play-by-play from my cousin. Oh, so you never went back to that?
I never went back to that tux shop again. I've refused to wear a tux ever since. It's crazy.
Well, be honest with us, Rockaholics. Did you ever lose it in public like Steve or myself or Sean Morgan of Seether? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. The Daily Mix. When was the last time you totally lost it in a public setting? Maybe you screamed at the fast food drive-through person, lost it at a concert, had a freak out in a parking lot, anything like that. 206-803-ROCK. You can also tell the story if it was your friend or your partner or someone you know. Sure. 206-803-ROCK. Your call's next. You can be honest with us. It's just a conversation between friends. When is the last time you had a total meltdown in public? Totally lost it in public. 206-803-ROCK. Or maybe the time that someone you know lost it in public. Tell their story to us. 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, I like this one. It said, Mig, you'll appreciate this one. I had a full-on meltdown at a Pearl Jam show because the guy in front of me FaceTimed the entire set. My buddies had to calm me down.
Oh,
well, I don't know if you need to get that angry, but that is annoying, especially if you're seated. So you can't like walk past the guy. You can't move around. I hate it because I know like everyone wants to capture the moments, but then I find myself watching the Pearl Jam concert, whatever concert, through their cell phone.
Yeah. And then the next day, you know, there's going to be professionally shot footage of the show that you were just at. That's going to be 10 times better than whatever you got on your iPhone.
I would love to see the stats of people who actually go back and watch the videos that they... it's more often than not, people are just wasted and they just don't know what else to do. So they just take out their phone and just start recording. But I don't think anyone... It's like fireworks. It's like, do you really go back and watch these or do they just sit in your phone?
I delete them about 2 months later when I'm trying to free up space.
Somebody said I lost my mind in a Mariners game when a guy spilled his entire beer on me and then laughed at me. Security got involved and my wife was embarrassed.
Oh, no. I'd be upset, though. You ruined my outfit.
Danny, recently you had a full-on meltdown. I
will say that I kept myself in check.
Oh,
but
did you?
I did.
Now,
if somebody
was recording you, would you be able to say that with confidence?
No. They got store employees were not. Let's just say that we had to go to a certain phone store to get Lily's phone replaced because her screen just stopped working.
I'm sorry, it's the BlackBerry store, right?
Yes. It was not cracked or anything. It just had these like digital lines all the way. You couldn't even see it. And we were like, what's happening? So we took it in. We're like, hey, can you get this fixed? And they're like, sure. we'll go ahead and fix it. It's going to be $129. And I was like, that's great. We need to fix it. Then they like look up and they're like, oh no, it's actually going to be free because it's under warranty. And I was
free, like, $99 is better than $100 and something.
And I was like, great. Noon, if this is noon, they're like, we'll have it done by 3 o'clock. Show back up at 3 o'clock. And I was like, well, can you take my number? Just give me a call if it's done early. Sure. So we go do things for 3 hours. Come back at 3 o'clock and they bring it out and they're like, oh, well, we're sorry. We actually can't fix it. And I was like, what do you mean you can't fix it? Like, well, like, we can fix it, but it's going to be the $129. And I was like, okay, well, why didn't you call me and ask me if it's cool if you fixed it? Because we need the phone. And they're like, oh, well, we don't have your number. And I was like, no, you have my number. I gave it to you for this instance. And they're like, well, you're going to have to get at the back of the line. So it's going to be another 3 hours before we can fix it. Mind you, Lily has a softball game that I need to get her to. Otherwise, her mom's going to freak out on me if I don't get her to the softball game. And I'm like, guys, what time do you close? And they're like, 7 o'clock. And I'm like, well, we need the phone because we fly out early tomorrow morning. She has a softball game. Can you, like, hurry up and do it now? And they're like, no, sorry. And I'm like,
I don't know why, but I'm picturing Danny, like, you remember, like, in the movie The Hulk or the TV show The Hulk, like, as he gets madder, his skin starts turning greener. But I'm picturing Danny as he gets madder, his body starts morphing into a Karen.
Yes.
So the haircut changes into that blonde, short soccer mom cut.
Got perfect. The spiky in the back.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you guys, you know what? I'll fix it in Seattle. Don't worry about it. So we walk out. We turn on the phone. You can't see the screen at all. It's completely black. And I was like, they broke it even worse.
This is amazing.
So now at this point, I'm like, well, we're going to Disneyland. And I can't say this in front of Lily because she doesn't know we're going to Disneyland. But I'm like, she needs her phone in case we get separated, in case she wants to take pictures.
A selfie with Mickey.
All of the above. So we walk back in and they're like, oh, well, since you walked out of the store, now you have to get back in the back of the line.
Yes.
To where you can't even see a technician for another 2 hours. And I was like, guys, I was like, look, here's the situation.
Can I speak to your manager?
I am freaking out at this point. Like, I am like, my heart's beating fast. I'm trying not to cuss at the employees. And I'm like, so then I finally take a deep breath and I'm like, look, we just need this fixed. Can somebody do something? I can have somebody come pick it up. Whatever. So they're okay, fine. We'll go ahead and get this done by 5 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah, still, I need to take her to softball game. I'll set it up. Fine, get it done, leave. On the way to Lily's softball game across town, I get a call. Oh, softball's canceled. You can go ahead and go and pick up the phone.
I feel like the universe was just trolling you at that point.
We show back up, and I swear to God, they looked at us like, and I was like, well, yeah, her softball game was canceled. And like, oh, so you didn't need it done by 5:30. Yeah, we did need it done by 5:30.
Part of me's picture. Remember the scene in Super Troopers when they're like, let's go mess with the guy, you know, with the same meow as much as possible. Like Danny walks in like, let's just mess with this guy and see how far we can push him until he finally snaps.
Oh, I love that. I would watch that video.
Oh, man, that's awful. So now her phone's working, though?
Her phone's working.
Okay, yay!
I almost lost it.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? The record stands at 184 wins, 60 losses, and 43 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number if you would like to try and beat Migs at 650.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.